Put your hands everywhere.
Lord, my heart is longing. Lord, my heart is yearning for you, Lord. Lord, you cannot leave me to myself, oh Lord.
Send a child left to himself, bringeth shame. You can't leave me to myself. Moses said, if your presence go not with us, don't take us from here. No future without you. No journey without you. No life without you. No me without you. Oh,
cannot leave me to myself alone. Lord, my heart is longing, Lord. My heart is yearning for you, Lord. Lord, you cannot leave me to myself alone. Lord, my heart is longing.
That we can't go anywhere, we can't go far, we can't achieve anything without you. We look up, therefore, to your help and to your mercy for anything that can be achieved. It's your hands high. We smile in the name of Jesus. Jesus. thank you for today. Let your spirit touch somebody. Let a yoke be broken. Let a chain be broken. Let a deliverance happen. Let liberty happen. Thank you, Master.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. He's all that's good. And I know He watches me.
Is somebody's word. It's watching you. It's watching you. It's changing your story, changing your situation, and changing your circumstances. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the praise as you take your seat.
Let me see. His heart.
Come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning, we are looking at Dimensions of the Spirit, Part 3. We saw Part 1 last Sunday, and Part 2. We are looking at Part 3. Last Sunday, we looked at 10 of them. And if the ICT can help us to recap, we looked at the Spirit of Lordship, and then the Spirit of Wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of excellence, the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of love. I was going to look at 10 more this morning, but I realized that that was going to be too much because of what we are going to be dealing with. We are looking at one tree. It's like one tree that has many branches. That is how the Spirit of God is. We'll look at 5 this morning, and that will be number 11. It is called a faithful spirit, or call it the spirit of faithfulness. If this particular point is the only point we deal with this morning, then it is enough. A faithful spirit, or the spirit of faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. He said, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. One of the assignments of the Spirit of God is to assist the saints of God to maintain a spirit that is faithful. And beloved, I am sure you are aware that one of the scarcest commodities on earth today is faithful people. Faithful people. Reliable people. Faithful friends. Faithful business partners. Faithful sons. Faithful daughters. Faithful parents. Faithful spouses. One of the scarcest commodities on earth today is reliable people, dependable people, trustworthy people, people who will not backstab, people who will not betray trust. They are scarce. I came across a scripture in Psalm 12, verse 1. And it shook me when I read it, how David was crying. David said, help, Lord. Lord, I am in need of help. Why? For the godly man ceased, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Oh, Lord, help me. I am in trouble. It was time to anoint a king in my father's house. Nobody remembered me. I am in trouble. I served Saul with all my heart, and all I got from him was his javelin. My own son called Absalom, rose up against me, wants to overthrow me. Another one, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. All I did for him was good. He wants to overthrow me and take the kingdom. Where can I find faithful men? David was crying. And as we approach the end of the world, the shortage of faithful people will amplify. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. It said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now look at this. Without natural affection, truce breakers, that is trust breakers, covenant breakers, heart breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, Traitors, that's signs of the end time. Betrayers, backstabbers. That is why we need the spirit of faithfulness. Pastor, I read something 2 days ago, and it almost shook the socks out of my legs. Paul the Apostle went to a place called Lystra. In Acts chapter 14, he saw a crippled man, crippled on his knees. He preached the gospel. The crippled man heard the preaching. And Paul commanded, and this man that has never walked in his life jumped up and walked. He jumped, walked. When the people saw the miracle, I'm reading the whole passage from Acts of the Apostles chapter 14. I'm reading all the way from verse 5. I'm reading it. I'm reading as we are going. When they saw, go to verse 6. Yes, that's right. Verse 7. Yes, go ahead. I'm resting now. So we're starting from there. When the people saw the miracle, they said that Paul was not a person. That Paul and Barnabas, they were gods. They called Barnabas Mercury, Mercurius, and called Paul Jupiter. That is because he was the chief speaker. Are we still communicating? I want you to follow me. Mercury, that is, this man is not a person, he's a planet. This one is also a planet. Then the priest of Jupiter carried animal to offer them sacrifice. That these are not a people, they are gods. In verse 18, the Bible said, it was with difficulty that they could stop the people from sacrificing to them. These are not a people, let's offer them sacrifice. These are gods. Verse 18. Verse what? Verse what? Next verse. The very next verse, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium came and persuaded the same people who said that Paul was a god, and they stoned the god to death. The same people who said this is not a person, he is a god. We have never seen a miracle like this in our life. We haven't seen a thing like this before. Some people came from another town and said, these are bad people. Next verse, they stoned him to kill him. One verse, you said he's a god. The next verse, you stone him to death. That is the typical nature of man. Because those who hail you today can nail you tomorrow. They hail you today, they nail you tomorrow. That is the typical nature of man. That is how faithful man is. Am I communicating at all? It shook me when I read it. I've been reading that passage longest time. I only took verse 19 and 20 and read it. Abba. The person that you just called a god is the one you just stoned to death? The Holy Spirit said, when we are surprised at the behavior of man, it's because we don't know the nature of man. Take your seat. Beloved, brothers and sisters here this morning, we need the help of the Holy Ghost, and I will say three things from this story before I go on. Number one, be a faithful person, because there is reward in faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 28. He said, a faithful man. 28:20 rather. Proverbs 28:20. He said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Beloved, make up your mind to be a faithful person. To be a faithful person. I cannot claim to be perfect in every way. But I understand to some little degree what loyalty, faithfulness, commitment means, both to God and man. I cannot remember something entered my hand in the last 34 years and what belonged to God didn't go to him by mistake in the last 34 years. By mistake. I don't remember what would take me out of a town on a service day, especially Sunday morning. I don't know. Maybe duty. I don't know the kind of duty. Maybe official duty. Maybe something you have to do. I followed one pastor over my head that God revealed to me for close to 25 years. One person. I have attended their convention. It's called Shiloh. Unbroken for 21 years. Not 1 year missed. From beginning to the end, most of it. My father has married out four children. The last one married yesterday. I have not been absent from one. I mean, I am not trying, because people that you can count on are scarce. There are people where you say, please help me hold this glass. You want the glass to break. There are people where you say, please help me watch this field. It means you want the field to be overrun. Be a faithful person. I mean, if you want to go far with God in this life, and you want God to do anything meaningful with you in the life to come, that's my first counsel. Number two, don't be overly shocked at the unfaithfulness and betrayal of humanity. Don't be overly shocked. Don't kill yourself because of an unfaithfulness or unfaithful behavior or betrayal of normal humanity. It is the normal human nature outside the influence of the Holy Spirit. My third counsel. That was why I felt we may not finish the whole message today. My third counsel. Be careful with your association. Because association affects faithfulness and consistency. Be careful with your association, because association affects faithfulness, it affects consistency. Faithfulness to God and man, consistency of conviction. Be careful with your association. These people who thought that Paul the Apostle was a god, and almost offered him sacrifice and now began to stone him. That only happened because verse 18 happened. Some people came from a town and began to persuade them in Acts chapter 14, verse 20. And there came certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium. They persuaded the people. Don't believe him. He's nothing. He must be using something. They are devils. They talk them away from their conviction. Talk them away from their consistency. Talk them away from their faithfulness. And the person who celebrated the man of God just now is persecuting the same person because they got into contact with some strange hearings. And these days of very, very rubbish and useless things on the internet, you will hear a lot of things. There are those who are nameless, faceless. They don't have any identity in this world. And they are looking for an identity by talking about those who have identity. I'll talk about that another time. They are looking for a name through talking against those who have a name. People suffering from chronic obscurititis. They are in obscurity in life. The first time you heard his name was because he was talking about Pastor Adeboye or somebody. You never knew him. He never knew he existed. Or somebody. No, do you understand what I'm saying? And in these days where we have all manner of human beings roaming about who don't know what they are left from their right, they don't know what they are looking for in life, and they are headed into damnation and looking for who to take along with them. You better thicken your skin and deafen your ears. Paul the Apostle said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. You must come to the point where you know what you believe, and come to the point where you are persuaded about what you believe, so that those heading for destruction will not take you along with them.
If I don't know what I believe, I won't be following my father in the Lord now. There are those who hate him, and because they hated him, they joined me in the hatred. Not that I did anything originally. Why will you be following such a bad man? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? But that is their cup of tea. God knew how bad he was and anointed him, if he is bad. And saw how perfect you are and ignored you. Stand on your feet and give the king a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure that if this was all that we came here to preach this morning, is enough. Please, watch your association. God has helped us as a family and as individuals to where we are and where we are still going because of a careful selection of who can speak into our lives. Let me finish that point by how does the Holy Spirit function in this regard of faithfulness? What does he do? Number one, and I'll say the second in the next service, the empowerment of the quality. What does the Holy Spirit do? He gives to us, number one, the empowerment of the quality of reliability, trustworthiness, and dependability like our maker. He imparts upon you the quality of reliability, the quality of trustworthiness, the quality of dependency like our maker. He is turning us into the image of our maker, and Jehovah is reliable. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, he said, but we all beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord transforms us into the character of God, and the character of God is the character of reliability, is the character of trustworthiness, is the character of dependability. Are you a friend? Be a faithful friend. Are you a business partner? Be a faithful business partner. Are you a son? Are you a father? Are you a wife? Are you a husband? Whatever you are, dependable, reliable. Very important. So that is a faithful spirit, or the spirit of faithfulness. Number 12 is the spirit of meekness. You can also call it a humble or contrite spirit. The spirit of meekness. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of meekness. In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 19. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 19. He said, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Humble spirit. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. Isaiah 57, 15, he said, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble. A humble spirit. Humble spirit. Psalm 34 verse 18. Psalm 34 verse 18. Psalm 34 verse 18. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of meekness. Let me read one more passage. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. He talks about that spirit of meekness. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Hear me, beloved. Nobody can be filled of the Holy Ghost and be full of pride at the same time. They are mutually exclusive, diametrically opposed. You can't be full of the Holy Ghost and be filled with pride at the same time. He is the humble spirit. And you know that one of the plagues of our generation is the plague of pride. Plague of pride. People are proud with nothing in their pocket. One day I called one young man and I said, I can see you are very, very proud. Okay, over what now? Over what? No money, no certificate, nothing. Ah, you are very proud. Okay, can you identify over what now? Shoulder with wings like he wants to fly. Oh, no. We have such a... That is why the number of people who are connected to virtue and unction is very, very few. Because it takes humility to connect authority. The lion of the tribe of Judah is also the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. A plague of humility. The plague of pride. I knew in our school days, people who look down on their classmates. I mean, you're in the same medical school class, and you saw a girl who is also in your class, and you are thinking of getting married to her or something like that. There were one or two cases like that where, oh, you, classmate. In 1981, how many years ago? 39 years ago. In fellowship, one brother, I think he was a graduate, said he wants to marry his sister. Instead of saying, well, let me go and pray about it, or what is the Lord saying? She said, you, me, I have a master's. I have a master's degree. He fenced off the brother on the spot, on the wings of arrogance. This is 39 years. The girl is married to her masters. No husband. Till date. You have masters. Marry masters now. Marry masters now. And I am not saying that people should have such... I mean, I'm not talking about an extreme situation where there is such an extreme disparity where there is no understanding between. I'm not talking about that. Even if you don't think so, there is a way to talk about it. It's not the masters you are to mention. Oh, okay. Can you give me a little time to pray about it? Or let me think about it. No way. It's a plague of pride, a plague of arrogance, a plague of ostentation. That was what destroyed Lucifer. In the book of Isaiah chapter 12 verse, Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 to 15, Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 to 15, he said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which this weakened the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit, I, upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Somebody say, God forbid. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. What does the Holy Spirit do for us in this regard? As the spirit of meekness. Number one, the impartation of the ability to remain stable Mind the word stable. To remain stable and humble at heart. Despite liftings and helpings by God. The impartation of the ability to remain stable and humble at heart. Despite liftings and helpings by God. Help from God not to lose control, not to grow wings and run wild. That is, you are stable, nothing spoil. You are still a person. You are a billionaire, but you are normal. You are heavily anointed, but you are regular. I tell one of my children, I say, I'm a regular guy. I'm just a regular guy. He said, no, you are not regular at all. The impartation of the ability to remain stable and remain humble at heart despite the liftings and the helpings. There are many God cannot lift because they are not stable. If he lifts them, they crash to hell. This is what the Holy Spirit does. And if ever you are going to receive that help from the Holy Spirit, you will deliberately and desperately ask. That was number 12. Number 13, the Spirit is. And I believe today everyone who is battling with the plague of pride and the plague of arrogance and haughtiness, it is cursed to its roots in the name of Jesus. Number 13 is the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness. Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4. The Bible said, concerning Jesus, he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. He was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of holiness. And of course, we call him Holy Spirit. So he is holy before his Spirit. All right, his holiness preceded his spiritness. His holiness preceded his spiritness. You know, in scripture you talk about unclean spirit. Am I communicating? There was an unclean spirit, a spirit of infirmity, a familiar spirit. His own nature and character is called Holy Spirit, opposite of the unclean spirit. Am I communicating at all? And now we live in a time of unprecedented dimension. Unprecedented dimension of ungodliness. Unprecedented dimension of lawlessness. Listen, beloved. We just read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. We talked about the last days where so many things will be happening. And we need the influence of the Holy Spirit like never before. Somebody say a loud amen. You can see somebody on his feet today and tomorrow he's on the floor. See a firebrand today, it becomes water brand next day. See somebody in the campus, and the campus was just on. In fact, I've been looking for a campus brother till now. I've been asking people, do you know where this man is? I don't know where he is. Brother who was a demon caster. I mean, I remember in those days, I would stand close to him and watch how he was doing the demon casting those days. Many, 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 many years ago. I don't know his address. I can't Google the internet to find where he is. I don't know nowhere. How can somebody disappear just like that? Am I communicating at all? I know of people who were doing those kind of things now. Wife is out of the house. Is talking about another wife. I mean, 20-something years, 30 years ago. So, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to remain standing on our feet, irrespective of the onslaught that we have in this world. Look at that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. What does the Holy Spirit do? I want you to take this point because it's very important. How does the Holy Spirit help us as the Spirit of holiness? Number one, it is by the sustenance of a tender living childlike conscience. He sustains for us a tender, living, childlike conscience. Tender, living, childlike conscience. A conscience that refuses to allow you to be comfortable with wrong. It refuses to allow you to be comfortable with wrong. You may make mistakes, you may err, you may do wrong things, but you cannot remain comfortable. You feel uncomfortable. You can't sin comfortably. You can't do wrong conveniently. There is something inside you that troubles you. From where you are with what you have with
Amen.
Start from where you are with what you have with what you can.
International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2020. Theme, Secrets of Perpetual Impact.
The Father, I receive the grace to start from where you are with what you have, with what you can.
International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2020. Theme, Secrets of Perpetual Impact.
The Father, I receive the grace to make a mark on my generation. I receive that grace now.
Wednesday 26th to Sunday 13th August 2020. Time, Wednesday evening 5 p.m. Thursday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. Friday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. And on Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's your year of supernatural shift. Be blessed.
From where you are with what you have, with what you can.
International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2020. Theme, Secrets of Perpetual Impact.
The Father, I receive the grace to make a mark on my generation. I receive that grace now.
Wednesday 26th to Sunday 13th August 2020. Time, Wednesday evening 5 p.m. Thursday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. Friday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. And on Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's your year of supernatural shift. Be blessed.
Maintain the feeling. No matter what, it is just there. You are like a baby. You are like it. And that's the difference between Saul and David. Saul had excuses. David had confessions. Saul had reasons why he did the things he did. David had apology. The difference. I tell people you cannot have an excuse and an apology at the same time. If you're apologizing, if you're excusing, but don't mix the two. Praise the Lord. You will make it. I pray for somebody here, that conscience that is vibrant and lively and clear and clean. I decree an impartation of it right now. May the Holy Spirit bring your conscience back alive in Jesus' name. Okay, let's rush quickly. The next one, that will be number 14, is the Spirit of Grace. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. He says he will pour on the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplication. That is the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplication. So there are two there. So we are having the spirit of grace. Because of time, I will rush on this. The spirit of God makes the grace of God available. makes the grace of God available as the spirit of grace. And what is that all about? Not to do what you want and excuse it away. No. What does he do for us as the spirit of grace? It is the release and impartation of ease to please God in all endeavors of life. Ease to please God. Ease. The grace brings ease, makes it easy to please God in all our endeavors of life. Second Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 days. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, and it teaches us to deny ungodliness. It makes life easy. Paul the apostle says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. So grace is the secret of ease. Not just in pleasing God, but in every aspect of life. People who see you, things are very easy, and they are wondering, why is it so easy for this man? It is called grace. The spirit of grace. And finally, the spirit of supplication. We read that already in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. The spirit of grace and of supplication. And that spirit of supplication is nothing but the spirit of intercession, the spirit of prayer. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verse 1, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they began to speak in tongues. They began to pray in the spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. Is the spirit of supplication. He is the spirit of intercession. He is the spirit of prayer. If you need a buoyant, vibrant prayer life, what you are in need of is the spirit of God. And what does the Holy Spirit do for us as the spirit of prayer? Number one, it is the fueling of perpetual passion for prayer. The fueling of perpetual passion for prayer. The Holy Spirit makes prayer to flow continually. Perpetual passion for prayer. There is a fueling of that passion. According to Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication. How? In the spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives you the capacity of praying always. Praying with supplication. Beloved, that is why everyone who is not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, you need the filling of the Holy Ghost to help you with prayer. In conclusion, this morning, we had 10 things to look at, but just 5. First of all, there is so much the Holy Spirit have to offer. So, we must refuse to be satisfied with just speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is the entry point. There is so much the Holy Spirit have to offer. So we must refuse to be satisfied with just the first level. We must determine to go all the way with God. So much the Holy Spirit have to offer or has to offer. Secondly, continuously make demands on specific areas of life where you desire, or specific dimension of life where you desire the assignment of the Holy Spirit. Continuously make demands on specific dimensions of life where you desire the assignment of the Holy Spirit or the ministry of the Holy Spirit. For example, you need more of the spirit of faithfulness in your life. You need more of the spirit of excellence in your life. You need more of the spirit of faith in your life or revelation in your life. Whatever dimension of the spirit you need, the spirit of grace, make demands specifically on that area and it will be yours. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Is there somebody who received something this morning? Say louder, amen. You receive something, you jump on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Can you lift up your hands and let's appreciate him, let's honor him, let's adore him. We take our positions on the microphone as we take a few minutes of prayer. Lift your hands and lift your voice and speak to God this morning. Thank him for his word to you. Thank him for his word to you. Thank him for his word to you. Thank him for his word to you today. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Mahashanana. Leperete keda gana lahashanana. Lepepere di gasto reminigalala. Lepepede senagalashta rumanagala. Gashata. Leperete setelina mayalala. Lepeperina gagayagalala hashta. Lepereto seta litre di magazani. Leperetiza kura magadashte. Lepredega. Father, we give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and thank him and say, Father, thank you for your word to my life. Today, I receive this word. I thank you for your word. I receive this word today. Holy Spirit, welcome into my life as the spirit of faithfulness. Take your place as the spirit of meekness in my life, as the spirit of holiness in my life, as the spirit of grace in my life, as the spirit of supplication in my life. Take your place, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. Shaga baga daga la ya hashta lepepe renega ya daga la la hashta leperete sita la maya la hashta fava ya tesa talamanana gaga ya la la leperete sita lina maradaya la la hashta. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. We'll take 2 or 3 minutes and make demands on fire, fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. And fresh grace to pray. But while we are doing that, anywhere you are this morning, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I need to make my ways right with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Holiness. Any area of your life where you know God is not happy with you, you want to be forgiven of your sins, you want addiction broken, tobacco smoking, alcohol drinking, marijuana smoking, codeine and all the addictions, pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, homosexual, whatever it is, betting, gambling, and you say, Pastor, I want to be saved, I want to be free. Already they are coming out. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front quickly. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I'll give you the count of 7. 1, 2, keep coming. 3. Last to come, be the first to come. Jesus, everybody say, I live for you.
if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you backslid, you gave your life before, but you slid back to the world. I've got my mind made up. Take the song and then rush forward here and make your way straight. Quickly, come forward.
I've got my mind made up.
Turn on.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made up.
Because I want
to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
What a crowd of people. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front here, and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Jesus, come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. Help from above is yours. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Remain standing. Can we all be up standing right now? Can you lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit? Everybody, now, those of you in the front who just came now, the Holy Ghost is about to come upon you as well. And when I say, let's begin to pray, and you begin to pray, many of you are going to speak in tongues. And that is the language of the Spirit to help you to pray fervently and to help you in every other way. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I welcome you,
into my life.
Take your place,
Spirit of the living God.
Take your place
in my life.
Precious Holy Spirit,
take your place
in my life.
I receive
fresh fire,
fresh baptism,
fresh encounters.
I receive it
now. Lift your hands now at the count of five. When I say receive fresh fire, fresh baptism, fresh encounters, there will be healings taking place, there will be deliverances, there will be fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost, there shall be fresh infilling. Somebody's ear will be popped open. That's right, there's somebody with convulsion, epilepsy, seizure disorder that will be arrested. High blood pressure will be arrested. Diabetes will be arrested. Hypertension, near success syndrome, failure. Please, let them hear what I'm saying. Failure at the edge of breakthrough will be broken just now. The spell of rising and crashing, empty-handedness, wretchedness, poverty, that spell will be broken just now. And God is about to release something upon you, a deposit. Your resources tied down is about to be released. Grace for soul winning, grace for evangelism, grace to touch and change lives will be coming upon you right now. Lift your hands and at the count of seven, you place it on head and scream fire and blast in tongues. Father, let the fire flow in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
Precious name, so shall it be. Please, everybody, remain where you are for just 5 minutes. Very, very crucial things I want to inform you about. Very, very crucial. God bless you. Those of you in the front here. All right, everybody, stretch out your two hands. Father, bless the harvest of every giver, and let the hand stretched never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take your seat 1 minute. Go ahead, pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges. Again, please, ushers, ensure no movement now. There's something very important you need to know. Please, cue in the convention advert first, and then the second. Hallelujah. You have your offerings, lift them up. Father, bless the hand of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' precious name, it is blessed. Amen. Go ahead, pass it quickly, and then give me again 2 minutes. Dwell on our word, dear Lord.
You alone not worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored.
All right, just one moment. Thank you, sorry. Hallelujah. Again, please, I like movements to be arrested. Something explosive is happening this week. It is the 2020 edition of the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. 3 days of explosive fire, explosive power. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday evening, and then explosive on Sunday. Play the clip very, very quickly. Please relax, take your seat. Yeah.
International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. 2020. Theme: Secrets of Perpetual Impact.
The Father, I receive the grace to make a mark on my generation. I receive that grace now.
Wednesday, 26th to Sunday, 30th August 2020. Time: Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Sunday morning, 9 a.m. and evening, 5 p.m. Friday morning, 9 a.m. and evening, 5 p.m. And on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's your year of supernatural shift. Be blessed.
Many of us want to be relevant perpetually like Daniel. Don't miss this. We're having from Wednesday midweek service, that's literally when it's starting. Tuesday service is not started yet until there is a total relaxation of this lockdown. And then the sessions morning and evening, they will coincide especially with the worship moments, which we have been holding throughout this season, and so it's going to be explosive. Ensure that you are available and part of this conference, and let God change your life in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen. And now, please sit down over there. Ushers, I said, no movement. Please, just 2 more minutes. Apart from the release of music from this church. There is also movies and film production. We have done one before, or a couple before, but it's now going to be very, very regular. And there is about to be the release of a new... All right, go ahead and show us the clip.
Work has been busy for me and my husband. That's why I've not been in church for 3 weeks now.
That push people to pray. The meaning of that is, if there is no need, there is no prayer.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. It's coming very, very soon. And many like that will follow very, very, very. Are you just looking like that? Give him a shout of praise. And if that is your realm and that is your field, let the appropriate people know. Ask for Pastor Ada over here and he will talk with you if that is your realm. Something explosive. The earth must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat just one moment. And finally, I wanted to mention about the Dunamis broadcast seed that had been taken. If you are not aware, people are making commitments for weekly or monthly or quarterly commitments towards the broadcast that is hitting the world as the waters cover the seas. If you want to, if you are interested, and you should be, the ushers will give you a form or a slip. And if you have filled yours, please ensure you make it available. God bless you. Stand up on your feet now, everybody, with a shout of victory. Hands uplifted. Joining us forward are those who are in Dunamis for the first time. You haven't been here before. There are some of them already in front. Join also in the front right now. God bless you. Lift your hands. The Lord bless you. Can I hear amen? The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you from this day and forever. In the name of Jesus, the Lord's purpose in your life be fulfilled. I decree it is a new season for you. I decree it is a new day for you. In the name of Jesus. This week is your week of open doors. Great things are happening. And I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And our year 2020 is our year of what? What kind of shift is it? And dramatic and dimensional. God bless you. The Manchester church we announced last week starts today. And those over... Oh, wow. One moment. Oh, wow, wow. Please hold on. I was to make a declaration for the people of the Manchester church. Hallelujah. Manchester people, are you set for a 10 minutes prayer? 5 minutes, 1 minute prayer?
Pastor is on fire.
Well, we pray for the church. We declare blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak over Manchester. We speak over the whole of England. We ask that the power of God, the presence of God, and the anointing of God be released upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. A new season is upon you. New help is upon you. New grace is upon you in the name of Jesus. We decree that the United Kingdom shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas in the name of Jesus. We declare help from above. We declare mercy from above. We declare grace from above in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We break every limitation from hell, every limitation in the lives of the people. We declare it broken right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Master. I And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. Because it is done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all. Bless you, Manchester. And bless every single one of us here in the name of Jesus. Bless the London Church. And bless all of you in Jesus' precious name. Somebody is blessed. Say louder. Amen. Have a most wonderful week. And we see you on Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. God bless you.